Okay, Rabbi Yisai, Sivan Kuf Lamed Zayin. I'd like to proceed Kuf Lamed Zayin, Kuf Lamed Ches, Bezer Hashem. I'd like to speed up a little bit. There's a long Mishnah Berurah here. I'd like to take at the main point. Okay, Sivan Kuf Lamed Zayin, Siv Dalet Im Korah Echot, Shnei Psukim. What happens if a Baal Korah learned only two Psukim by mistake, and he forgot a third Pasuk? In Korah Echot, Shnei Psukim, we know there needs to be at least three Psukim. He by mistake only read, learned two Psukim. So he needs to go back. If they all read three psukim and it ends up being a grand total of nine psukim, three to each. So whilst it is true that ideally one should read how many psukim? 10. Ideally one should have 10 psukim. If b'di'evet they did 3-3-3 as opposed to 3-3-4, that's fine, you don't have to go back. So im loy koro ben shlosh nelo tisha psukim, if you read the 9 psukim as opposed to 10, shlosh nelo kolecho 3 for each, enom tzichim lachso velikros, you don't have to go back. V'raya ledovo, says the Shulchan Aruch, the proof for that is Pashta Molek, the Pashta Molek, which Mishnah Berurah says, if got new dalet, to kulo eno elo tisha psukim. It is 9 psukim only. V'kivan d'hosam korin l'chatchil etisha. I'm just reading the Mishnah Berurah. Since there we read 9 psukim. B'sha yomim yoytz l'akoponu b'di'evet b'tisha. There it's l'chatchil, but in other instances, it's b'di'evet. Your b'di'evet yoytz b'nine psukim. V'lo yipayin l'asorak l'mitz l'chatchil. L'chatchil, you'd have 10, but b'di'evet 9 is sufficient. I'm going back to Shulchan Aruch. Havlim koroi pochos metisha. If the Baal Korah read less than 9 psukim, what happens then? Tzichim lachso velikos, you have to go back. It's ma'akev v'dievet. You need to have 9 psukim at least. Rabbi Yisai, what will be the halacha if what will be the halacha with regards to the Birkas HaTorah? What would be the halacha with regards to the Birkas HaTorah? Former. Him kora echot shnei psukim tzach lochso velikrois. For instance, that case. You make another bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Tzivkot Yud Gimel. Ve'le'inyin bracha lefonei akachtino. Im adayin loybeach bracha achroino. If the halacha, the same will apply to the halacha as well. If he did not say bracha achroino yet, afal pishik va'gol at Sefer Torah, although the Sefer Torah was rolled already, like after, in between megavah legavah, the Sefer Torah needs to be rolled together, afal pishik va'gol at Sefer Torah, v'hoyo b'day telewach, his intention was already to make bracha, v'nizkuru, they remembered, sh'loi korak shnei psukim, only remembers that he said two psukim only, choyza v'koyre, he goes back and he starts lining, b'loi bracha lefoneo, without bochu, without the first bracha, havalim kva be'ech bracha achroino. But if he said already, Ashenos Nalonu Teras Emes, Nistal Kokir Rishon Legamri, he has lost the lining, it's gone down the drain, it's finished, he's lost it. Velekach Lefor Tzorech Lachsoi, Velevorech Lefoneo, he needs to open up again, Mechboch Rishon again, Velehaschil, and to start, Memokim Sheishchil, he needs to start again from the starting point, Pekir Akademis from the starting point, from the lining. So again, Rabbi Yisai, if he realizes he learned only two psukim, and they rolled the Sefer Torah, now it depends. If they rolled up Sefer Torah, they closed the Sefer Torah already, but he hasn't said anything yet, doesn't matter, you just carry on, you line, you don't, you know, as long as you didn't make bracha achroino, you just line, finished. However, if they started already bracha Birkas HaTorah, what happens then is that it's lost altogether. You now need to start lining from the beginning again. You start lining because you only said to psukim, you need to start lining from the beginning again. That's the Mishnah Berurah Paskins. What will be the halacha, Rabbi? So said that if you lined to psukim, it's not sufficient. That's what we just said. To psukim is not sufficient. What happens if they realized after lining 10 psukim that the first aliyah only had 10 psukim? In other words, they did 10 psukim altogether, but one aliyah was only 10 psukim. So 2-4-4. Is that a problem or not? Ma'akev. That's right. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Nud Beis. The early Mishnah Berurah Pshnei Psukim. Af shebein akol korasa psukim. Even if you read all together 10 psukim, kigoin, such as sheshnaim shelifon of korah ba'abo, the two alis prior to that read 4-4. Afilochin nevertheless tzrich lachz, because you need to go back in line again. Te'en kiyoch shuvah pochs m'shosh psukim. You will never have a line in less than 3 psukim. Because of Ataz, Ataz writes, the word in B'shachis, B'shabbos similarly Shachis on Shabbos, Af, Ach, Hashikor, Shiva, Kurim, Kedin, even if you have 7 aliyahs, which are halachically okay, 7 aliyahs which are halachically fine, if it happened, Shikor, Echot, Ach, Hazeh, if one of them only, after that, leint Shnei Psukim, leint 2 Psukim only, Nami, also Choyza, my time, Shkisavnu, he'll have to go back and start leaning again, because he only leint 2 psukim as opposed to 3. So 2 psukim is absolutely unacceptable, and you have to go back and line again. Yet, the question? Yeah. It cancelled it. Yeah. You didn't do, you only did psukim? Only did 2 psukim? The reason is, Ein kriya chashuva bepochas mishloish psukim. It's not considered a proper laning. That part is not considered a proper laning. Yeah, you will, Taka. You're right. In that instance, you Taka will. No, in that instance, you will start from there. If it was, for instance, 4-4-2, is that what you're referring to? Shiva Kurim on Shabbos? You will line from there, from those 2 psukim that were from there. Does that make sense? Seif Hey. In Shulchan Aruch. Im Korah Parshas Poro. Now, Parshas Poro, I need a sitter. Will that. No, I don't think we'll have Parshas Poro here. Would it Parshas Poro in the Siddur? Maybe a Sefer Torah is better. Maybe a Chumash would be better. Let's see if he has Parshas Poro. Would it have Poro here? Come on, huh? It's probably after Shmuz. Yeah. Good. Okay, now for this, see if he's specifically talking about Parshas Poro. Now, Parshas Poro is very, very long, as we know. It's much longer than Amalek. And there is all introduction, Parshas Poro starts with Dabar Hashem v'Laron Leimoyer. Zoist Chukas HaPoro Shetziv Hashem Leimoyer. Then it's all introduction. And then it goes until V'Toma Dorev V'Hoysriv Ne'isruv V'Lager Go M'Soichum L'Chukas Oilom. It goes and it says V'Lager Go M'Soichum. Here, yeah, that apostle just said, here, when I'm pointing now, that's all the introduction, all the here, all the way to is the introduction. When it comes to the actual D name of the Poraduma, that's the later part over here. Okay, we just need to understand that for the Shulchan Aruch over here. All this is introduction until the word, until this pasuk over here. After that comes the actual D name. So far, so good. What happens, says Shulchan Aruch, the following shaila. Im kara Parshas Poro. If a person leaned Parshas Poro, ve'posak, and he stopped by the words, ve'lageir ha'gor b'soichom. And he stops by the word, ve'lageir ha'gor b'soichom, which is the end of the introduction. Ve'gor sefer Torah, and he closes the sefer Torah. Tzchoyze ve'poseach, he opens it up again, and he starts again, u'maschil, Meroish HaParsha. He will start right from the beginning of Parsha, Parshas Poro, at Titomah HaOrev, will line all the way till the very end, which is Titomah HaOrev, Umevorech Lefoneh V'Lacheo, and he will make a bracha prior and after. The reason for that is because the main element, the main halacha, the main part of Parshas Poro is after, is the second part, and therefore, although he has leaned much more than 3 psukim over here, it's far more than 3 psukim, but since he hasn't really said the point, it's not really the main point, therefore, if he finished off over here, and he golal sefer Torah, and he finished off, he still needs to go back to the beginning, because that's all just introduction. Does that make sense? Because the halacha is similar to if a person just did two psukim. Because if you messed it up, you have to start from the beginning again.
Is there a main problem? Regular line is shame of Hamashim. You don't start from the beginning, you don't come psukim. You start from shame.
It's a good question. If you'd start from Sheni and do Tem Sukim.
Because that's part of the main point. You've got to get part.
It's a very good question. If what would happen, Rabbi Isai, with the following Shaila? 10 Psukim are being laid on a Sheni Chamishi. 10 Psukim, but they're not starting from the beginning of the Pasha, they're starting from the mid Pasha. But they're doing Tem Psukim. They're doing Tem Psukim. Is it okay, but yeah, but or not? As a shtick, they're starting from the beginning. Any problems with that, Rabbi Isai, or not? Is it okay, not okay? What do you think? No good? What do you think? I also think it's fine. I also think, but yeah, but it's fine. Lemaisi, he's read Tem Psukim. What do you think?
Yeah, presumably the Tana of the Torah wasn't set to learn a
Tikkun. Yeah.
This paradigm was different. It was an Indian and a Muslim. Yeah.
So. Yeah, I also think it's fine. What do you think? Pashtus should be fine, no? Pashtus should be fine. Pashtus. Yeah. Now, what happens? You asked, why do you have to go back to the beginning of Parsha of the Poro? Why would you have to go back? So what happens, though, if he just, let's say, closes the Sefer Torah, and then the Gabbai said, hey, hold on a second, you have to carry on. So he didn't actually say, Baruch HaChoyno yet. Well, he can carry on from there. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sefer Cotton, you dine. Regal Sefer Torah. How be Achoyim iskimu? Many Achoyim agree. The Golal Lav Dafka. It's not about closing the Sefer Torah. Elo, only. Hoeka Tolo, the main thing is, being Beich Broch Achoyno. The main question is, did he say Hashanah Salonu? Yes or no? Veim Loi Beirach, if he did not say Broch Achoyno yet, Hafal Pi, although she Golal Sefer Torah, they close the Sefer Torah, Choyzer Vekoyres Hamoiso, he will go back and complete the remaining psukim peloy brocha lefoneo without saying an additional brocha lefoneo. That's the halacha if he didn't say brocha choyno yet. See, Vov. Hakoyre v'toyro. Somebody who lines the toyro. Rishon v'ko ha'sheni mashko rishon. Okay, the person had an aliyah and now the balkoyre goes back to the beginning. From Levi, instead of continuing from Levi, he starts from the beginning of the parasha again. So again, Akoyra Batoyo Rishon, Vikora Hasheni Mashkor Rishon. They went back to the beginning, Hasheni. Him Hoisif Al Mashkor Rishon, Shloisha Psukim. If he added an additional three Psukim, so he went back to the very beginning. He did the three Psukim, the initial three Psukim. Then he added an additional three Psukim. Then, Him Hoisif Al Mashkor Rishon, Shloisha Psukim, Oy. Oh, hafilu shnayim, even two psukim, pemakim dolei efshar, even if two psukim, if it was in a place that you couldn't say three psukim, so it was in itself, two psukim was in itself, oysu sheni, oyla min amenyem, that sheni, that second aliyah, is considered one of the aliyahs. It's a acceptable aliyah. Veim lav, and if he didn't do three or two psukim, he just went over and he added one posuk, he will not be considered an aliyah, chutz excluding mipore achag from the leaning of the porim on Yom Tov mishum dolevsha, because there it's not possible at all. So there would be acceptable even one pasuk. So we're learning over here that says the Mishnah Berurah in Sefkot New Test. Harishon dafke b'diavad, only b'diavad. Lechat, aval lechat chela en kedai sheyikro lemafreya me'apsukim ha'koidmim. Lechat chela, don't ever go back to the earlier psukim. Just keep going. But if b'diavad, he went back to the earlier psukim, afilu, aval lechat chela en kedai sheyikro lemafreya me'apsukim ha'koidmim, afilu mirtza lehoisiv alein kamo. So even if you are b'diavad, it's acceptable. Lechat chela, don't go over the previous psukim. Right. Achish noyagim bepashut b'chukoy sai. There's a minig on pashut b'chukoy sai. Koren la'oy le'toychocho. With there's toychocho shloish psukim koydim kedish la'aschel b'dovar toiv. With regards to toychocho, there is a minig to add psukim initially to make sure that the aliyah is starting with the dovar toiv. We don't just go right into chochos. So there, but is that our minig, Rabbi Sai? We don't do that. But there's a minute that you don't start by the Teichochas. We'll speak about this similar concept a little bit later. We don't start by the Teichochas. We start a little bit before that. that we should be starting with a Dovah Tov. It's not right to start with a Teichoches. So there it would be acceptable. That's an exception. But generally, as a matter of principle, generally, we do not go back to previous Pesukim. Three Pesukim, or 3, 3, 4, whatever. You don't go back to early Pesukim. Even if you're going to add three Pesukim, you're going to have more than three Pesukim. You're going to have 4, 5 Pesukim, whatever it is. Don't go back to the Pesukim earlier. Does that make sense, Rabbi Isai? Yeah, you don't go back to early Pesukim, yeah.
Maybe I'm just imagining it. I
want to
put on
the V, kind of like Sukkot. They did kind of go back. Yeah. There are exceptions. There are exceptions. You're right. If it's not Shaykh, you will do that. Yeah. So there are exceptions. You're right. Yeah. Yes, this is what happens. Because it's not possible. It's interesting, I want to point out, Sivkotn Chav Dalet explains that it's not an Issa per se to go over the Pesukim. The only point is, what does it sound like from Shulchan Aruch? What is the problem with going over previous Pesukim? What is the potential shaila of going over previous Pesukim? It's not Issa per se. What does it sound like from the Shulchan Aruch? It's just a matter of if you can count as an aliyah. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. Einoi oile min aminyan. That's whether you can count as an aliyah or not. But it's not Issa. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Chav Dalet. Einoi oile min aminyan. Loshen ze mashma. Then Issa bedavo. Lachso velikrois. It's not Issa to go back on previous Pesukim. It's not an aveira. Mashikora oile shelefonov. Elo she'ein oile min lakuim. It's not counted as one of the aliyahs. Yeah. Okay, we're ready for Simon Kuf Lamed Ches. Shaloi Leishai B'Parashas Pachos M'Shloish Pesukim. HaKoyi Rebbe Toiro, somebody who lines Leishai B'Parashas Pachos M'Shloish Pesukim. This Shulchan Aruch is an eye-opener with regards to Limud Tzchus. Okay, we have Parashas Pesuchos Estumos. You know, the Torah, we all know, is divided in various parshas. Stumos or psuchos, divisions, paragraphs. We would call it nowadays paragraphs. Right? Stumos or psuchos. Right? Paragraphs. Yeah? Now, right. Now, the Shulchan Aruch is now going to teach us, don't ever stop for an aliyah, just one or two psukim before an end of a parsha. Can you see the samach of it? Is it too small? Can you see over here? I'm just a random example of a stuma, parsha. So, yeah, a random example. Don't ever stop one or two psukim prior to that. Why is that? But you're right, but you're wrong. Because really the next aliyah could carry on going if you want to. Yeah, okay. Shulchan Aruch says similar to that. You're not far. Do not be mishai. Do not leave three psukim before a parsha. Because the potential people are leaving out potentially out of shul. They will say, because somebody is going to go out of shul. In Bada Aliyah, he's going to say, oh, look at this Baal Koyre. This Baal Koyre now, he just stopped two psukim before a parsha. Now, we know that it doesn't necessarily need to be a massive disaster. Because really, by the next Aliyah, it could be he's going to carry on after two psukim. He's going to do 3 psukim, 10 psukim, that could potentially be. But the person who is leaving shul may have a wrong perception, and he's going to say, ah, I'm sure this Baal Koyre is going to stop again in 2 psukim. Now, I wouldn't really ask his opinion, because he's leaving in the middle of laning. I wouldn't be particularly interested in his opinion. What do you mean? You're leaving in the middle of laning, and you make presumptions over here. But Shulchan Aruch says otherwise. Shulchan Aruch says, HaKoyre B'Toyre, Lo Yeshay B'Parashah Pochus M'Shloish Pesukim, don't stop less than 3 psukim, before a parsha, because people are going to leave shul in the middle of laning, so yoimun they will say, ah, ha'el achov, the person is coming up the next laning, lo yikra lo shnei psukim anishoim, only lane 2 psukim. Now, I wouldn't be interested in his opinion. Why are you leaving shul and making presumptions? Why are you leaving shul in the middle of learning? You make examples. The Shulchan Aruch says we have to be choish about that, and therefore to never ever stop two psukim or one pasuk before parsha. Similarly, don't start one or two psukim after a new parsha, because what will the person say who leaves shul? Oh no, not the leaves shul. The person who comes into shul, what is he going to say? That's right. There's a person who just rocked up to shul very late. He came to shul now, and he sees that he's starting Aliyah two psukim after parsha. He's going to say, "Oh, I've come over here. Look at this Baal Kore. He just started. He had an Aliyah before out of two psukim. It was a learning of two psukim. This is not a shul I want to go to. It's unacceptable. What's going on over here?" And he's going to open up. He's going to open up his new shul the next week. Yeah, because he's not. So we are very concerned. We're very concerned about these people that make wrong presumptions. They're very wrong presumption. So therefore, don't start less than three psukim after parsha. Because people are going to enter shul, they'll say, he's only learning two psukim. So therefore, we have to always ensure, make sure that you start and stop an aliyah. What's the rule? So at least three psukim before or after a Pasha Psucha or Stuma. Okay. Yeah. It is Medina de Gemara. It is Medina de Gemara. I don't know. If I answer the question, it's a Medina de Gemara. It's not like it's not from the Rishonim, from the Achronim. It's Medina de Gemara. Rabbi Yisai, a Shaila which the Poiskim discuss. It seems to be even a Gemara. I don't know if it's explicit or in the Gemara, but it seems to be. What happens if the mistake was found in a Sefer Torah? A toast was found in Sefer Torah. Rabbi Yisai, a mistake was found in Sefer Torah. Two psukim before Stuma Psucha.
Do you mean there was a stop and then two psukim and another stop?
You know, you realize now there was a mistake.
In the Sefer Torah?
Yeah. In the Sefer Torah. Two psukim before a Parsha Psucha Stuma. So really you want to stop now. Is that what you meant to do? Or maybe not.
Sorry, do you mean that it stops? Or there's a mistake in the Sefer
Torah? A mistake was found in the Sefer Torah.
Right.
Correct. Okay, a mistake was found in the Sefer Torah.
Isn't that like a
cold? Is a rash going on? But the argument would probably be that somebody shows up now.
No, see, when you go back from the beginning.
Okay. The halacha is, that's Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Chof Beis, late in Simen Kuf Mem Gimel, that if a Sefer Torah is found, then you're going to have to, you have to stop now. Sefer Torah was found posel, a mistake was found in Sefer Torah, you must not interrupt at this point to Psukim before, because again, the same chashash may happen. Somebody may show up, you carry on until the next Parsha Psuchos Tumah. Yeah, Mishnah Berurah Paskens, if God of Beis, yeah. So that's what's Paskens later. Good. Rabbi Yisai, the Ramah here. Vein chilek ben parsha psucha l'stuma. It makes no difference as to whether the parsha is psucha or stuma. For parsha in rak shnei psukim mutar l'shayep chetchila l'afsik sham. If there is a parsha which on its own is only two psukim, I don't know where there is. But if there's a parsha which is on psukim, you'll have to stop over there. V'ichamen she'aschel tomet likra b'davatoiv. One should always start leaning. Leaning should always be a davatoiv. Should always be a good thing, a happy thing, a good, won't be the right word, a davatoiv. The leaning should always be, when you start leaning, the aliyah should always be a davatoiv. A positive, what do you call it? A davatoiv. Yeah, Dovah Toiv. Shvei Yisayim B'Dovah Toiv, also the end of the Aliyah should always be B'Dovah Toiv. And then come on, Simon Tov Chav. Ah, very good. Yeah, very good. Very good. Thank you so much. Yeah, that's right, isn't it? Right. One should always finish off with davar tov, and one should always start off with davar tov. This is the Makoi Rabbosai, what Shulchan Aruch says over here. By the leanings, it should always be davar tov. The truth is, it goes much further than that. It's a minhag, it's a very, very established minhag in Klal Yisrael. Very, very established minhag in Klal Yisrael. When a person says a story, when a person says, even a conversation, to makpidim, people who are makpid, tamidichomim who are makpid, when they have a conversation, they will always finish off the conversation on a positive note. Even if you have tragic news, chalila, anything bad, you won't finish off the conversation like that. Similar, I think the makor is this Shulchan Aruch here, which obviously is talking about leaning, which is a bit different, but the concept is that you're always going to finish off in a positive. You start off with something positive and surely you finish off with something positive. It's a well-established minik. I don't think it's a minik, but it's something that people are trying to be makpid on. Mishnah Berurah Tzivkot and Hay finishes off with also an important point. I'm just skipping two lines. V'yizoyer chazen shelo yikro lemishu iver. One should be careful. The Gabbai should be careful when he calls up for an aliyah a yid. He shouldn't call a blind person for the pasha of iver or pisach b'pash iver esu yishavu. When the leaning talks about a blind person, don't call up a blind person. Hoy lemishu roishu nezi b'pash nesokim. V'lo yikro lemishu chosh tala royes b'pash royes. When we lean on the pasha royes, forbidden marriages, don't dafka out of the whole minion call up the person who's got a reputation of having some forbidden marriage. Don't dafka call him for pashta royas. Whenever the leaning speaks about something, don't just get the wrong person to, don't dafka call up the blind person for the pasha summa and just try to get it right. Right. To recap what we covered tonight, we spoke about the two psukim that are me'akev. Even if 10 psukim are read all together, 2 psukim always me'akev. We spoke about Parshas Poro, which is the main part, is the secondary part of the second part of the leaning. We spoke about to go back of the previous psukim, try to avoid that. It's part of the aliyas. It's potentially part of the aliyas, potentially not, depending on our circumstances. We learned also that always ensure to have 3 psukim before Pasha Psucha Stuma. And we also learned that they want you to always end off with a davar tov. And having said that, this davar tov will finish for tonight.